The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
In a world where jelly beans can give you hives, this is episode 188 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. And now from our sponsor, a victim of Bail-Aids.
My name is Bailey. I was diagnosed with Bail-Aids about 3 months ago. I was diagnosed by Alicia. Shout out to Alicia. We were sitting in class.
No, you're fucking Alicia.
Shut up. I'm telling my story.
There's a third Alicia now.
Fuck off. Okay. We were sitting in class, and she stood up and she yelled at me, "Bailey, you have AIDS." And I said, "No, bitch, you do." And she said, "No, you have Bail-Aids."
And now back to our regular scheduled program.
That was beautiful.
That wasn't part of the intro, by the way.
Oh, what?
Oh, that was part of the regular show.
Oh, yeah, cool. It goes out to all the listeners.
Can you make sure you superimpose really sad music over there?
Oh, like, yeah. Sad Hulk music.
That hasn't been forever.
Yes. Also,
sad Hulk music going out to Dom.
What's going on with these classes?
Stop scratching yourself. You're making me nervous.
She needs another hit, bro.
You're making me fucking feel weird.
I can't remember a class where a student would stand up and yell, "You got AIDS!" across the classroom. You're like, "What up, bitch?" And the teacher's like, "What's going on?"
You clearly don't know anything about high school children.
Where's my wife?
Your hot wife is making us grilled cheese.
All right. She is hot.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 188 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. This is our pop culture classic episode for this recording session. Today,
twice baked sandwiches?
Oh, my God.
And it's back.
That is a callback.
Callback. Today, we are going to be talking about the film The Crow.
Caw-caw. Yes.
Caw-caw, caw-caw.
Bang, up. Fuck, I'm dead.
He's really dead.
Sorry, that's how that
What do you have up? The Crow stuff on Wikipedia?
Yes.
Okay.
1994, starring Brandon Lee.
Starring and ending Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouchie, bro.
He died, what the fuck?
Based on the comic book by James Obar and then written by David Schau and John Shirley. John Shirley, famous for inventing cyberpunk, like the genre of cyberpunk. And, of course, directed by Alex Proyas. This is probably Brandon Lee's most famous film, but also his last film.
I think it's his most famous film because he died.
No, I think this movie would have been just as famous even if he didn't die.
I don't think so. I was reading shit about it earlier. And there was 8 days left in production, so it wrapped pretty quickly afterward.
Yeah,
and they pushed it.
I wonder why.
They pushed it really, really hard, and they did a lot of memorial shit for him. I don't think it would have been as big as if he wouldn't have died. So I honestly don't think so.
Was it popular right away?
Yes.
It made $50 million.
Okay, so then. A big part
because
of that,
he died.
A big part of that, too, though, I think, and having lived through this, I know that a big part of it was the soundtrack. Was huge,
I still have
like
that.
Culture that kind of that embraced the Crow, like that whole goth scene at the time was really, really big and really popular. I think this movie would have taken off even without his.
I don't think it would have made that kind of money.
I don't think it would have made as much money, but it definitely would have taken.
Because he probably owes some of like the initial success to his death. But I don't think you owe much of the like cult classicness.
No. I 100% agree with that. Yeah. But I don't think that you get the giant box score at the beginning without his death, which is unfortunate.
So this movie is
gotta kill more actors
by far.
There's certain ones I wouldn't mind seeing.
Good. Fucking work for Nirvana.
Wow! Whoa!
Hey,
I think they were.
Said it because it makes you so mad.
I think they were pretty popular beforehand,
this is
though,
not
right?
A fucking family show.
They were pretty popular beforehand, though, right?
Oh, for sure. Nirvana was massive before he killed himself.
Yeah. People really like that band.
Yeah, I did.
Some guy in particular lost his mind over it.
We're not friends anymore. Don't come to my house anymore.
That's a lie.
Wow.
So, one of the things that I remember distinctly about this movie is that this is the first movie that I knew about based on a comic book that I was very, very excited to read because it was based on a comic book I had read.
To watch, you mean?
Yeah, to watch as okay. a film. Like, I had read the comic book because I had found it at, like, my local comic book store, and it... That age Gabe, mopey depressed teenager Gabe, this, like, 100% was like, oh, someday I have a traumatic, you know, death in my life that I can revenge. Like, I was such a fucking dick. I
hope they kill me and I come back to life.
Seriously, it was so dumb, but I loved it so much. And I was so excited for this movie. I made my dad take me to see it because I wasn't old enough to go see a fucking rated R movie yet.
What?
And my... 94.
Yeah,
I was like 15. So my dad and his girlfriend...
God, you're old.
My dad and his girlfriend
fucking
and
eight,
I
man.
Went and saw it. And my dad gets done with the movie. And my dad would take me to see literally any movie. And so as a consequence, we had like a lot of really weird, awkward moments. Like the butt rape scene in Pulp Fiction is a really great example of that. Where my dad... That scene starts and my dad like visibly is like... Oh, God. I don't want to talk to my son about this afterward.
What are they doing, Dad?
But at the end, like,
just giving him Bailey's.
The crow is, like, super suicidal and depressing.
Yeah.
Like, once he accomplishes his task, he kills himself, yeah. right? So my dad gets done and he goes,
God damn it, Doyle.
Mijo, are you okay? Because that was a really sad movie. I was like, yeah, it was really great, man. It was so awesome. I love the fight scenes. I love the way it ended. He goes... Do you need to talk to somebody? I'm like, no, what? About what?
Probably.
I'm
you
like,
probably
that,
needed
I was
to
like,
talk
that
to somebody.
Fucking awesome. Yeah, for sure. I still need to, but it's just so funny. My dad was like instantaneously like, is my son suicidal?
Are
like,
you okay?
He liked this movie way more than he should, I think. But this movie
cut
is...
to 26 years later, now a member of the Church of Satan.
that was where my joke was going to go.
I am a member of the Satanic Temple.
Okay,
thank you very much.
The Santana Temple?
I mean,
sign me up.
Yeah,
for sure. Fucking sign me up.
All in with Santana.
Shit, we just created a whole new church.
Is the Church of Satan and the Satanic Temple different?
Very different.
No, you need to be much closer to your microphone. Much closer to your microphone.
You were really hard to hear the last couple episodes.
I don't care about the video. I need to be able to hear you.
Do you think at the Santana Temple, they like get on stage and they're like, Oye, come over.
Yes.
That,
yeah,
exactly. I love it. If we had Santana rights, I'd play it right now. Well, we don't, so... No, you're wrong.
No, that's true.
Stop talking.
Sophia.
Okay. What do they say? Okay, millennial.
Boo.
Thank you very much.
She's a zoomer.
I think I am,
yeah.
actually.
What is
that? I think I am, actually.
That's weird.
I'm at the very, very beginning of millennialism.
Same.
So I've hogged.
I think both of us missed it by like a year.
I think so.
I've hogged Crow.
Even though we grew up with all the fucking Gen X shit.
Yeah, right?
So let's hear other people.
Well,
on the Crow.
Before we go that far, 82% critic score, 90% audience score, with 377,172 people rating the movie.
That's nuts.
It has
is a lot of fucking viewers.
Has a 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb and a 71 Metascore.
56 critics.
To get all of them out of the way.
So not very many critics.
Yeah. What was the secondary score?
So it was 7.6 out of 10 for IMDb's
rating. So pretty
rating,
good score on IMDb.
And then a 71 for Metascore.
Oh, that's right on there.
So
Rotten Tomatoes has a massive uptick, a 90%. That's pretty.
It's probably due to their audience slightly, too.
That's definitely
certified 100%,
fresh.
Because they do them separately.
Yeah.
You rose your hand?
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird.
Just talk loudly.
Just shout.
Do you
that's
need
what
me
we do to
talk
Gabe.
Like this?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Actually, yeah.
I need you to talk normal, is what I mean.
Oh, I do read words. Shut it all out. Shut the fuck up, Tim. God.
Oye, como va?
I love it way too much. New religion.
Please continue.
You sure?
Yeah. Yes. Right. We're on the edge of our seats.
I'm sure you are.
Well, I mean,
technically,
I'm
sitting
pretty far back. That's right. So,
pretty
I
forward.
Like the crow, obviously, because I was a little goth kid.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Hey, everybody. This is when all of our trouble started. this is where everything went sideways as far as our electronic stuff goes. So, it was a good conversation, though. We're talking about the crow. Pretty much everybody dug it. I think Doyle said that he enjoyed it, though he didn't think that this would be, he enjoyed it, but he didn't think maybe Brandon Lee was the best actor, and I don't think any of us did anyways. I personally feel like this was kind of – there was some spots in there that I think he would have been doing – he would have done well because he was making a move towards more dramatic roles. We talked about their grave sites. We talked about his father, obviously, some of the other movies he was in. But overall, I think everybody enjoyed the movie. I spoke about it. Doyle did. I believe Tim did. Gabe did. Obviously, Mel was talking about it a little bit. It's a pretty big cult classic movie. I guess it can't be big and be cult. I mean, I guess it could, but, it was a great movie. We encourage you guys to go out and give it a chance. You know, it's probably rentable on iTunes or Amazon or something like that. But go give it a watch. It's worth your time. It's worth at least one watch. It's definitely worth at least one watch. So hopefully you guys are enjoying these latest few episodes. I know we've had a little bit of trouble here and there, but we should be back to form here pretty soon. But hopefully you enjoyed pop culture classic The Crow. Like I said, it's a very truncated episode because there's something happened in the middle of it. Go out and watch it. I think we all gave it a thumbs up. We all pretty much enjoyed the movie. But you can always find us at www.totlb.com, patreon.com/TOTLB. On YouTube, just search for Thinking Outside the Long Box. We've got some things going up there all the time. Facebook.com/Thinking Outside the Long Box, Instagram and Twitter at Outside the Long Box. Hopefully everybody's being safe. Hopefully you guys are having fun in this self-quarantine situation. But like I said, totlb.com, that's pretty much everywhere. That's pretty much where all the bulk of our stuff is, that and Facebook. So go check us out. Hopefully you guys are doing well. Be safe, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.